Lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Good news. Proclaiming news of happiness, our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Let's stand and pass the peace of God this morning as we greet one another. Announcements, 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 or joys, or concerns. Of course, it has an effect on everyone, doesn't it? Assassination attempts. I haven't heard the whole story, but no one was killed, right? And they got the guy, right?
And we have to remind ourselves that our God reigns.
Our God reigns. We just sang that, didn't we? Amen. Yeah, you know, but it does change us. Years ago, you never thought about things like that. You know, people gathered together in a big place, and although it's not new, Abraham Lincoln sitting in the theater. I remember on one of Glennis's birthdays, we went to Chan Hassen Dinner Theater, and I got the $400 seats. Yeah, in the balcony, like we were the only two up there. And boy, we got a lot of attention that night. We were met and interviewed, sort of, and chatted together. Oh, yes, and so we were checked out before they, but as I got in there and I looked around, you know, the thought comes in your head, wow, this, what a place for, it sounds terrible to say, mow somebody, large groups, but you never used to think of stuff like that, so, but more importantly, as Barb said, remember God, our God reigns, yes. Joys, concerns, we're going to have a younger disciples time in a minute. Could you tell this morning with the bell who rang the bell?
Did anybody count
the number of rings? I don't know. You'll have to ask St. John's, because theirs rings a long time, so they must know the magic number. 15. Okay, stop it, children. We're about to have the younger disciples come forward. It's not listed on the program here, but I have an announcement first. I'm not a kid anymore. I like to think I am, you know, children of God. But I'm planning to retire at the end of this year. Yeah. I tried it once before when I left Hutchinson, but it didn't work. Because of this church, They kept saying, "When are you coming back?" I was filling in the pulpit. And you've been very good to me, to us, and I want to thank you for that. But I'm going to be 80, you know, in June. Don't say that, though. Ooh, 79 ain't bad. But now 80, that sounds old. But it isn't, right?
No, it is.
Amen.
It is.
It is. Barb, she's given us a hard time, isn't she, this morning? Yes. Good to see you. How's Charlie doing? Yeah. And Vianne, oh, she'd like to come, but of course she needs to be wheeled around, and Paul and Jim couldn't make it here this morning, and they're usually pick her up. It's been months. She's been in rehabilitation for, 4 or 5 months already now, but she's feeling good, wants to get out, and she has a ramp and a chair that comes down and goes out, and when it fits, can push it up and gets in a vehicle. So nice to hear the little one back there. Yeah. Alrighty. Let's have those younger disciples come up at this time. There's a little problem up here, folks. Bennett and Garrett, I thought we had this straightened out. But, hi. Well, I was looking for Garrett, and here he is holding your hand. I don't know, it's a good problem. Addie, you've never done this one, have you? You see what's in this buffalo? You can pull it out if you want. Be very careful. Something very precious in there. And then open it up. Look at it and read it. And what does it say? Oh, and so are they. Well, Old Turtle got that mixed up, didn't he? Old Turtle's visiting us. He might want to move a little bit. That's a snapper turtle. And so are they. Well, who's the we? Who's the you? Come here. Are you courageous? Do you want to try something this morning? See if you can find that old truth. Maybe Garrett will go with you. Come on over here. Actually, Old Turtle visited us this morning. It's right here. And now, if you push his head down like that, a surprise will come. Nothing will jump out. But there's a message inside. Because that rock is only part of the truth. And we hope it'll fit on that one. So push his head down once. Harder. Push it down. Use your hand. Hey, push it hard. There you go. Oh, whoa. Look at that. There it is. You found that. See if it fits there. Now what does it say?
You are loved and so are they.
Say it louder.
You are loved and so are they.
Help her say it louder. Can't hear you. Come on, Bennett. You are loved and so are they. God loves you. And God loves all of us. Let's thank God together. Pray after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving them. For you are a God of love. Amen. All right, well, I hope you learned something today in school. You can, what should we do with this? Put them back in here? Sure. Can you wrap it up? I know you can wrap it up. Thank you. Our call to worship, not that we haven't been worshiping, is printed in the bulletin. And let's say together that how awesome together before God we are here to celebrate with wide-eyed wonder. The God of all worlds is with us. Praise God for this season of Easter. Praise God for all the signs of new life. Praise God for all we can do together. Praise God for the life and ministry of Jesus. Praise God for all who share that ministry together. Christ came to offer us abundant life. We are here today to reclaim that gift. We gather in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to follow the steps of Jesus. And so together, one more time, I know we sang this just a bit ago, but one more time for this short little song, which is actually the words to a song, or Psalm 23. Ready, Diane? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my soul, leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Something that's built on that, of course, is Jesus, who becomes the Good Shepherd. And so we pray together to say something like this. Let us hear your voice today, O Shepherd. Call our names and claim us as your own. Lead us beside still waters and restore our souls. Comfort those who suffer pain and loss. Assure all who are afraid. Lead us in the right paths for your name's sake. We have known your goodness and mercy in so many times and places. We open ourselves now to receive these gifts again. Unlock within us the barriers that keep us from recognizing and appreciating all the evidence of your love that surrounds us. Amen. 688. Another one based on Psalm 23. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Oft we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use your folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine way. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our beings fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Of course, we want to follow Jesus. We want to walk with him. It's hard to know. And being human, we say together prayers to the effect of confessing together. Let us pray that prayer found printed in the bulletin to say, O God, we do not want to admit that our possessions possess us, yet we do seem captive to all the things we have acquired and all the things we want. We are reluctant to share too much, lest we be deprived of the comforts we cherish. We do not want to suffer for our faith. There are limits to our willingness to follow Jesus. O God, help us to trust you beyond these limits. Amen. Barb stepped up to read our scripture lesson today. And Peg printed the words, and I don't know what, is that the New Revised Standard Version, Peg, that the red ones? Pray together.
The scripture reading is John 10, 1 through 10, Jesus the Good Shepherd. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Amen.
Thank you, Barb. And I see you took the route around and afraid of the turtle, yes. That John 10:10, what is this abundant life, I ask, in response to that wonderful, you know, that's my favorite verse in all the Bible, I think. John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life. Rather than trusting an AI, I like to think that I trust an AL, abundant life. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, how could it be more when the word abundant already means more? Some versions include the word more in there. Some don't. I found it in the good old King James Version. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But the Greek word for abundance already means more. So how far can you go with abundance? Many times, of course, we think of the abundant life as being having a lot of good stuff. Nice place to live. Not putting any of those things down. Good food, clean air, clean water, friends, family, meaningful work or play. In some cases, it involves gathering a lot of stuff. You know, I heard on the radio this past week, it seems like storage units are big now. I guess people, the younger people coming up, have more stuff than they need sometimes. Even though they're building bigger houses, we all do this, have storage sheds, it seems like, in the attic, the basement. Sometimes you rent a place to take care of all our stuff. What is enough and what is more? I told you this story, I think, before once. I preached on, do we let our possessions possess us? And I confessed that I had too many guitars, 7. Now, I've got a good reason for all 7. One's a bass guitar, one's a 12-string guitar, one is my first guitar, I can't part with that. Another one I inherited from a brother in Christ. Another one from a woman I used to sing in the group, and I did actually buy the 7th one. But I preached on this, and after the service, Andy, I'll not say his last name, came up, young man about 13 years old, was in my confirmation class at the time. And I was standing right, hadn't even left the altar area yet. And he comes up, he says, "So you have too many guitars." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Can I have one?" There I was. Am I going to just preach or do? Made me think. And I said, "Yeah, I can, yeah, I've got one you can have." And I did. And so I parted with this. It was a nice guitar, like maybe $100 you'd buy it. It wasn't the best one, but it was a nice one, a good starter guitar, nylon strings. And he was glad to get it. But the end of the story is 2 years later, his older sister got married in the church, as people did some time ago. And he played the guitar and sang, that same guitar, which belonged there in the first place. Now, I'm not putting down possessions. We need things. Things can be good. But where's the end of what we need sometime? And what does it mean when we say we want more of God's abundance? God is the more. Another name for God. In the 19th century, a theologian came up with that. God is more. More of what? Well, my good friend, well, I call him my good friend because I use him so much to quote Charles Barkley. No, I mean William Barkley. His commentary on the Gospel of John. He wrote a little bit more about something that he entitled superabundance. Then he went on to talk about Jesus's observation that even in his time, especially in his time, there were thieves that went about. Let me read this to you. It's from page 59 and called the Gospel of John. Jesus said that those who came before him were thieves and robbers. He was, of course, not referring to the great succession of the prophets and the heroes, but to those adventurers who were continually arising in Palestine and promising that if people would follow them, they would bring in the golden age. All these claimants were insurrectionists. They believed that men would have to wade through blood to the golden age. At this time, very time, theologian and a person who studied science in the times and wrote about it, Josephus, speaks of there being 10,000 disorders in Judea at the time of Jesus, tumults caused by men of war. He speaks of men like the Zealots who did not mind dying themselves and who did not mind slaughtering their own loved ones if their hopes of conquest could be achieved. Jesus is saying, there have been men who claimed that they were leaders sent to you from God. They believed in war, murder, assassination. Their way only leads to even farther and farther away from God. My way, Jesus says, is the way of peace and love and life. And that should bring you closer to God. Now these thieves, they believed the golden age must be bought with violence, class warfare, bitterness, destruction. It's the message of Jesus that the only way that leads to God in heaven and to the golden age on earth is the way of, you guessed it, love. Jesus claims that he came that others might have life and have it more abundantly, Barclay writes. The Greek phrase used for having it more abundantly means to have it, here's that word, superabundance of a thing, to be a follower of Jesus. Superabundance, that they may have life and have it more abundantly. A parable of good shepherds and bad shepherds. Jesus called him the good shepherd, the one who, as we already said, leads his flock, not drives them, but leads them. Jesus speaks to his flock. Shepherds speak to their flock, men and women, shepherds also. And the sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd, and they follow that one, run from strangers. They follow a shepherd who will keep them safe and well fed and watered. I've always puzzled about that word, leads me beside still waters. Well, it means things like quiet, deep, clean, and pure. Like dew on the grass, or deep wells and springs. The good shepherd knows how to keep the safe space for the sheep. Jesus also says in this same passage, John, I am the door or the gate for the sheep. And maybe you've heard this, but in places where the sheep, wherever they were, if they were home, of course, they had fencing, and they had a gate, they had a door. And at night, the shepherd would lay down and be the gate for the sheep. Out when they were grazing, they'd find a place, maybe near a wall of some kind, a hill or a mountain, and then he would get it so that his body would block any sheep trying to wander out. Nowadays, of course, some of this about leading sheep, herding sheep, means a bit quaint, perhaps, especially in these days. You know, I haven't heard this joke for a while. It's really not a joke, but many times people will say to a pastor, they'll say something like, so, Pastor, how's your flock? And if you're a pastor like me, it's kind of like, is it a flock of sheep are you referring to? Or, you know, sometimes being a pastor is more like trying to shepherd cats, C-A-T-S. For cats have their own way of going about. It's hard to keep them together in a herd. And nowadays, to be a sheep, well, it's derogatory. Sometimes we use it that way to say, well, that person's okay, but she's a little sheepish, or he's a little sheepish, meaning shy, quiet, afraid to speak. And of course, we love our sports, don't we? Made me think how many names and do they have for our sports teams? We have Vikings, Bears, Lions, Wolves, Timberwolves, names like Panthers. And some of the names are not so fearsome, of course, like Blue Jays. I was raised in a town where the community team for a trip South Dakota, they were called the Blue Birds. And of course, our Twins. But mascot names, at least especially in the past, they tended to carry more, get away from the sheep image. Go about like a roaring lion. Assert yourself. Conquer. Beat somebody else. Win the game. Has it always been like this? Well, let's go way back briefly to the early church. I mean, the early church, where, well, they were gathered together. Well, let me read this passage from Acts. It's in the second chapter, verses 37 through 47. This is from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. That's the red one. That's the one we've used in confirmation classes for a long time. But this is Peter's sermon again. And they talk about the first converts. Now, when those early church folks heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers and sisters, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them by saying, and this is Peter, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized. And on that day, about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And one more paragraph about that early life of the early church. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number who were being saved. You know, for obvious reasons, they didn't go out and do a lot of evangelizing, as we might say. They were afraid of being found out, dreaming up some kind of theory about a risen Savior who was Messiah. Blasphemy, others thought. Besides, they don't eat meat that's been sacrificed to the gods. They're not good for the economy. Not good. But, and of course, you read this, and it's easy to think that maybe these, what is this, some kind of a hippie commune that's going on here? Is it socialism? Is it Marxist, communist? No, it's none of those. They lived together. They celebrating the promise of the abundant life in Jesus Christ. I have come that they may have a more abundant life. You know, I like this scripture so much that I you wouldn't really call it a song. It's kind of a praise chorus, perhaps. But I love to sing it, play it on the guitar. And it kind of, it does something. It sort of maybe rejuvenates me. They have come. I have come, Jesus says, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ is the truth and the life. Truth and life, the life and the way. Jesus Christ is the truth and the life. The truth and the life and the way. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Let's take a little breather, and by that I mean relax, take some deep breaths. Maybe close your eyes, listen to some recorded music about the shepherd. My Jesus is a gentle shepherd, Bill and Gloria Gaither.
Are bombarded by beckoning voices, and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected by miles of never-ending highways, Lord, let us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our children, and our finances, Lord, show us your way. As we walk the tight ropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you. Jesus, in all things, show us the way. Sing with us. Gentle shepherd, sing along.
Let's all sing number 79, My Jesus, I Love Thee. My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine, for thee all the follies of sin I resign, my gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, it's now. I love thee beside thou hast first loved by me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, it's now. I will love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendeth me breath. I'll say when death goes, lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, Jesus is now. Diane keeps playing and we pray, of course. Confession of our faith, that we love you and because you loved us first. So we respond to that love like a sheep would respond to a shepherd's call to follow in the way of peace with justice, abundant life for all good things in this earth that we have. Maybe too much, we might share it with others that, well, there's folks don't have enough to eat or clean air to breathe or good water to drink. And besides, there's people killing themselves out there over age-old problems with land and religion. It's hard to say. Help us to know that you give us a peace that passes understanding, that should rule in our hearts today. We think of folks when all folks are gathered together that thank God for security, people that stand and watch for those that might break and disturb the peace of a gathered crowd. But help us to keep on celebrating. Like the president said, we're going to celebrate journalism, people that give us the news, correspondents, won't let this stop us. Help us, we pray, to maybe even seek and search out that lonely person standing somewhere, nobody talks to him. He's different, you know. Maybe he's queer, maybe transgendering, maybe he looks funny, born too short, too tall, has grown too big, has no friends, been mean or cruel. May we be on the lookout even looking in our own heart, that we might respond the best we can with a smile and a word of welcome, not seeking out to argue or disagree with everything anyone says, but to keep in mind especially this prayer that Jesus taught us to pray together, to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We can sing that last stanza of 79. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with a glittering crown on my If ever I love thee, with Jesus it's now. Let's stand and praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above you, heavenly host, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Amen. Join me in saying, thank you, God, for the abundant life we enjoy. Not in the things we possess, but in the relationships you offer and the opportunities for sharing that you provide. May all that we here dedicate to you be distributed in ways that meet human need and offer praise to you. Extend our outreach beyond our vision, that we may live in awe and wonder before you, marveling before your goodness and mercy. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Three stanzas of He Leadeth Me. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, heavenly. Whate'er I see, still it's God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He Lord, I would clasp my hand in mine, nor ever murmur or repine. Content, whatever lot I see, still it's God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful power I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jesus leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, for by his hand he leadeth me. His faithful power I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Reminder, we've got treats and visiting afterwards. Social time, we call it. Very important. Say if you can. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord look upon your face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.